Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard! Keep your arms and legs on the inside at all times. Hold on tight! The show is about to begin.
Welcome, everyone, to another great session on the Coaching Chicks podcast. This is Ashley Ross, and I am so pleased to bring to you some practical tips on using a 203K renovation loan from a great friend of Cindy Bishop Worldwide and the Coaching Chicks, Rob Menifee. So, welcome, Rob, to our show. And maybe you can tell me a little bit about what you do. I know that you're with Flooring America, which is a full-service retail and commercial flooring company. And I know you have locations in D.C. and Virginia, Maryland. Tell me a little bit more about Flooring America and what you do.
So basically, Ashley, you have one main company, which is FA. F is in Frank, A is in Apple, Design Build. And FA Design Build is a Class A general contractor. So basically, we can handle any service up to, you know, building a house. Flooring America, as you mentioned, is a full-service flooring company, residential and commercial. We have three showrooms, and two in Virginia, one in Maryland, and we service the District of Columbia as well. And then another part of our, another sister company, if you will, is Home Solutions, which in simplest terms is a handyman type division that when it comes to real estate agents applies mainly to that home inspection list, which is can be quite challenging at times to get done. So that's the way we're set up. And yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, you're more than welcome. And I know that you all are certified in asbestos removal, lead paint, and mold remediation, and those are all hot topics that we cover in other podcasts. So I'm sure that we can have you back on again, because we've spoken to people about, you know, the basic environmental, you know, things that they not need to look for, but maybe you can give us a little insight one of these days on what that remediation process looks like from a contracting standpoint. So, but today, of course, we are talking about the 203K loan. And my understanding is that you guys do a lot with 203K loans. How does that work, and what should a real estate agent know about how to work with you and their clients?
Well, one of the, you know, you mentioned that we handle other areas, and philosophically our position as a company is that we want to be a one-stop solution. And all of this is relevant because it is kind of what got us involved with 203Ks, because a 203K, being a HUD home improvement construction loan, has everything involved in it when it comes to fixing a house up. And to deal with one contractor makes everybody's life easier, just like it does on the residential side, or just like it does for a real estate agent, you know, when they're asked, you know, multiple times by someone, do you know someone that does this, or do you know someone that does that? So we've just taken a position that, hey, we're gonna learn as much as we can, offer as many services as we can, and in turn become valuable that way. So the 203K loan was introduced to me about 7 or 8 years ago. And that loan, we're the most active contractor in this market when it comes to acquiring and performing the work within this loan, and mainly because we've done so many of them. We understand the process. That's normally the one big objection that someone that's uneducated on the process or the loan would say is, well, I've heard it takes too long. Well, if you have the wrong people involved, just like anything else, everything takes too long. So in this process, dealing with, number one, a contractor that understands the program, a cost consultant, which I can explain more a little bit later, and a lender that understands and handles the loan themselves, doesn't broker it, so to speak. I don't know my lender terminology, but If you have those three parts in place, it's a very simple process, and it's very protective for the buyer. And it allows the agent, the motivation for the agent, it allows them an opportunity to properties that they may not normally show a buyer. And I can give you a real-world example if that would help.
Okay, yeah, always.
Okay, so if you go into a neighborhood and there's a beautiful house that's in perfect condition listed at $500,000 and down the street in the same neighborhood, there's another house that's sat vacant for 2 years that's listed at $350,000. Most agents are going to show the house that's $500,000 because it's easier and everything's already done in there and there's not pieces to put together and there's not what ifs and all the other stuff. The reality is the agent that is more aggressive and willing to kind of step outside of that box will take a contractor like ourselves and take the 203K renovation loan as the tool, and they will look at that property that's $350,000. They will decide how much work needs to be done, number one, to get that property up to code, and number two, whatever's left over within that budget to finish it the way the buyer wants to, like granite countertops or hardwood floors. And that's all predetermined by what the buyer is approved for by the lender. So let's say in that scenario, a cost consultant, which is also an appraiser, same thing, but they have to be approved in the 203K process, just like we have to be pre-approved. And basically that pre-approval is just saying, you know, we're licensed, we're insured, we're in good standing, all of those things that protect the client, which are all good things. So the cost consultant comes in, does what's called a work write-up. That work write-up is a blueprint for the buyer to shop for a contractor that can do the work and do it at the prices that it's allocated for, because that work write-up also includes pricing, which is a great benefit to the buyer. They don't have to guess what things cost. So normally in that size house and that size property in the scenario that I described, that work may come back at $100,000. Okay, so that $100,000 we would be contracted by the bank to perform that work before the homeowner moves in. And at the end of the day, when that homeowner moves into the house exactly the way they want it, they've only invested $450,000 versus the $500,000 that the house up the street sold for. So it's a better investment, and they get the property the way they want it done, the finishes, and they win, and the real estate agent wins as well.
Absolutely, and I can see that as being a benefit, because even that $500,000 house will probably not have your exact palette of colors or the exact materials.
Right.
So that $500,000, you may still have to put another $10,000 or $20,000 to get everything that you want. So I can, and at $450,000, you have the same house for a lot less. Oh, beautiful. And
yeah,
that,
that's
I think
a
great
point.
What I love about, that's what I love about these kind of renovation loans is, you know, if I had known about them when I was buying houses, I most certainly would have bought the house that I really wanted versus, you know, the house that I looked at and I went, well, I'll settle for it because I don't have
right.
to do anything to it, you know. So what other kind of what kind of work do you do with a 203K loan? I mean, what's the full scope that's usually covered under that?
Yeah, you can do anything under that loan, really. I think pools maybe aren't covered. Maybe an outdoor barbecue pit's not covered, but I mean, literally everything else is covered. As long as that foundation remains on that house or a portion of that foundation remains on that house, you can use the loan. We had a property in Prince George's County where the house burned down. The people sold the house, someone bought the property, used the 203K loan at $440,000 to rebuild the house. And the reason they did that is because they only have to put 3.5% down. That's another big, big deal. So a lot of first-time home buyers are very intrigued by it because maybe they don't have a lot of cash yet. And as the scenario we talked about before, on $100,000, they're only putting $3,500 down.
Wow.
And the rest
that's
refinanced into one mortgage.
Wow, one mortgage. When I know some of the other programs, you know, it's added on, but it's still kind of its own separate. So it'd be great when it's all part of one payment and one mortgage for a homeowner. So how long have you been handling the 203Ks, and how did you qualify?
The qualifying process is, well, we've been handling for, like I said, about 7 or 8 years. I'm not sure the exact time we did our first one. You know, as properties went vacant and as people were not able to maybe, you know, handle the mortgage that they originally signed up for, a lot of these rundown properties came on the market. And, you know, once that happens, then, you know, this loan is motivation to help clean those properties up as well, and not let them just sit there. So the qualification process, as I mentioned earlier, is that you're in good standing, that you are licensed and insured at the right levels. And basically, you have to be a legitimate, you know, contractor in business to handle these. One of the challenges for the contractors, we don't get paid until we perform work, which is not normal for a contractor like us in a normal residential sale. Normally, we're getting a deposit up front, and the money always stays ahead of the work. But in this, we don't get paid until that cost consultant comes back and says, yes, A, B, C, and D have been done. Mr. Lender, please cut the contractor a check for X amount, which is a percentage of the contract to that point. So it's very protective for the buyer, more so than any contract that they could put together on their own with someone like us.
Well, and I can most certainly see that. I've had contracts on houses that, you know, I paid up front, and then you just keep your fingers crossed that everything's done to what you agreed on. So that's fantastic and definitely a great protective, I guess, kind of a security blanket, I would call it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I started in the flooring business, and there was, you'd hear stories of contractors not showing up after they collected a deposit, but not until I got in the construction business did I actually see those stories where people have come to us and lost their deposit because the contractor they chose, you know, just chose not to show up because the money or the greed or life in general got them at that point. But it's a legitimate concern when you're doing these size projects.
Wow. So, you know, I know we talked a little bit about what type of work you can and can't do under a 203K loan, but what about the remediation? What about the mold, the lead or the radon, or, you know, what if your plumbing out to the street is completely bad and needs to be replaced all the way inside? Will a 203K loan handle all of that in addition to making our house pretty?
Yes, absolutely. It even handles the fees for the cost consultant. It even handles your mortgage payment, you know, while you're not living in the house, while we're doing the work. So there are no hidden cost or bills or things to pay. It's simply everything rolled into the one loan, 3.5% down, and everything's included.
Wow. And so they apply for that through HUD Housing?
Their lender. Their lender.
Okay.
The lender, most lenders now handle it. My only advice, as I mentioned earlier, is find a lender that holds on to it, that they're not just brokering it for another bank. But almost every lender I come across handles them. It's just a matter of at what level they handle them. So the reason you want somebody that handles them and keeps them is because they're going to be better. They're going to be more well-versed in the program, and it's going to go smoother, and the process will move faster as well.
So I know we spoke briefly when we first got started about some of the main objections to using a 203K loan. What other objections or what problems do you find people have? And is there a solution that you would recommend?
You know, there's really not, you know, one of the biggest challenges for us is, but it's not, doesn't have anything to do with being a 203K, but sometimes when people find out about that loan, they get so excited that, you know, they want to turn their house into maybe more than they've been approved for. So, you know, they come to us and they say, okay, yeah, we know we got to fix these certain things to get it up to code, but then we want you know, this massive fireplace and this bar and these special countertops and flooring and all of this stuff. And next thing you know, that $100,000 that we talked about earlier, you know, our price is $150,000. So then you got to, you know, you got to figure out what you can live without. But that's not any different than any other, you know, renovation. And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with the 203K. Again, the only objections are finding people that understand how to work within it, the contractor, the lender, and the cost consultant. Finding, you know, especially on the contractor side, knowing that there's very few contractors that want to work without being paid right away. So, but no, I can't think of any other, well, like I said, the time objection, well, it takes longer. Most of these lenders are closing them within 30 days, the ones that are good. And it's virtually no delay, you know, again, with the right people.
Excellent. And, you know, when you contract on for a basic house, and I'm not saying one from the basement up, but, you know, so they can close a 203K loan in 30 days. But then after that point, you know, how long does it usually take before somebody can move into that house if you're painting and putting new cabinets and new flooring in?
Yeah, it just depends on the scope. But another thing that's interesting is, you know, we're allowed to let, you know, there's certain homeowners that want to do some stuff themselves. They want to paint themselves. Maybe they want to do some of the trim, whatever it is. As long as it's not things that would compromise the code requirements within that house, we'll work with the new homeowner to let them handle some of the finishes and even buy some of the material. So there's usually a compromise that allows us to work together with the people that want to do some of the work themselves, or, you know, find a way to save a little bit of money so that they can get the other stuff that they really want.
But again,
the time it takes, yeah, it's pretty cool. But the time it takes to do it is basically, you know, is based on the scope, you know, how much we're doing.
Yeah, so I know they would apply through their lender, but how do they find you, or how do they find another contractor, if they're not in your area, that is certified and knows the process? Is there a one-stop shop, or is it just going through your lender and hope they know somebody good?
Well, that's one way, but that's a great question. The other, 203kcontractors.com, is a web-based company that we're part of that spends money in SEO and SEM so that when people are researching where to, how to renovate their home or how to renovate a potential purchase, a lot of times that site pops up. And when you go to that site, I think we're one of two or three contractors that are pre-approved in this market, for example. And if it's another market, they also cover other areas in the country. And then the third way that somebody finds us is through presentations that I make to real estate agents that, you know, have a property in mind or have a first-time home buyer in mind, or a lot of this work seems to be in D.C., actually, where there's a lot of good deals on property, but they need a lot of work. And not a lot of contractors want to work in D.C. for some, you know, reasons that would be a whole other podcast. But those are kind of the three ways that we get clients and that leads come to us.
Excellent. So I would bet that if you go to somebody who actually services, if you go to a lender that actually services their own 203K loans, they'll be able to refer the clients to that 203K.com, was it?
203KContractor.com website, yes.
Excellent. 203KContractor.com website. And if nothing else, I'm sure they could call you and say, hey, I'm in New York. Who do I talk to? And maybe you could refer them.
Yeah, we've
them.
Had some of those.
So how would they?
Yep.
Yeah, I bet. So how do they contact you then?
My contact's pretty easy. It's rmenefee@fadesignbuild.com. It's the spelling of the last. So it's R. Last name is M as in Mary, E, N as in Nancy, E, F as in Frank, E-E, at F as in Frank, A as in Apple, designbuild.com. And our store, like I said, there's three locations: Fairfax City, Woodbridge, Virginia, and in Southern Maryland, between Waldorf and La Plata, in a town called White Plains. So, you know, the three nice showrooms, and you know, I should be pretty easy to get in touch with.
Excellent. So, any last tips or anything that I didn't think to ask before we sign off and close our show today?
No, I think you've covered, you know, we're together, we've covered, you know, the key points for sure.
Excellent. Well, I want to say thank you so much for spending your time and helping our real estate agents and our homeowners to have much nicer houses, get into them faster, and to really have the home of their dreams. I think that that's important. So thank you, and I want to say we will have you back on again for a contracting standpoint on some home remediation and anything else we can think of.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Ladies and gentlemen, push the safety bars up and exit the ride.